Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In the Service of the Sultan by Ian Gardner is a first-hand memoir of a little-known but strategically important conflict, the Dhofar insurgency in Oman during the Cold War era. Drawing on his experience as a British soldier serving alongside Omani forces, Gardner recounts the challenges of counterinsurgency in harsh terrain, where politics, tribal loyalties, ideology, and geography all shaped the fight. The book places readers close to the realities of patrols, remote outposts, and the daily pressure of operating in an environment defined by heat, mountains, and uncertainty. Beyond battlefield action, it also highlights the partnership between local troops and foreign advisors, and the broader effort to stabilize and modernize a state under threat. For readers interested in military history, special operations, or Arabian Peninsula politics, this narrative offers a grounded perspective on how a determined insurgency was confronted through a blend of security operations, local engagement, and long-term state building. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a soldier's eye view of the Dhofar campaign. One of the book's core contributions is its close, operational perspective on how the Dhofar insurgency was experienced on the ground. Rather than treating the conflict as an abstract case study, Gardner presents it as a lived reality shaped by fatigue, uncertainty, and the constant need to make practical decisions. The narrative emphasizes what small-unit soldiering looks like in a counterinsurgency setting movement through difficult country, maintaining security at isolated positions, and balancing aggressive patrolling with the need to avoid alienating local communities. The reader gets a sense of how plans meet friction, where communications, logistics, weather, and simple human limits can determine outcomes as much as tactics. This perspective also helps explain why Dhofar cannot be reduced to a single dramatic battle. It was a prolonged contest of endurance and adaptation, where learning the environment and the population mattered as much as marksmanship. By anchoring the story in day-to-day service, the book clarifies what counterinsurgency requires at the lowest level: discipline, situational awareness, and the ability to operate with incomplete information while still protecting teammates and civilians. Secondly, terrain, climate, and logistics as decisive forces. The Dhofar region's physical environment is not a background detail in this account. It functions as an active force shaping strategy and survival. Gardner's memoir highlights how mountains, wadis, seasonal weather, and sparse infrastructure influence every decision, from where to site positions to how to move men and supplies. In remote campaigns, logistics becomes a form of combat power, and the book underscores the significance of resupply, water, medical evacuation, and the maintenance of equipment under punishing conditions. Readers see how the realities of distance and isolation complicate the simple idea of holding territory. A post can be tactically well-placed yet operationally fragile if it cannot be reliably supported. Likewise, patrol routes, observation, and early warning are constrained by visibility and the difficulty of traversing the landscape. By focusing on these constraints, the narrative illustrates a key lesson for military history: outcomes are often decided by mundane but critical systems. The book also reveals how forces adapt through fieldcraft, careful planning, and practical improvisation, showing why environmental mastery is essential for effectiveness and morale. Thirdly, working with local forces and understanding society, a central theme is partnership. British personnel operating in support of the Sultan's forces alongside Omani soldiers and local allies. Gardner portrays this cooperation as both a strength and a constant challenge, requiring cultural awareness, mutual trust, and clear communication. The book emphasizes that success in Dhofar depended on understanding local social structures, including tribal relationships and community concerns, because security operations alone could not settle the conflict. Readers gain insight into how credibility is built in a contested area, where protection, respect, and consistent behavior may matter more than rhetoric. The account also points to the complexity of advising and supporting rather than commanding outright. Differences in training, expectations, language, and risk tolerance can produce friction, and the memoir shows how effective teams learn to bridge those gaps. This topic highlights a broader counterinsurgency lesson: local legitimacy is a decisive asset, and external actors must align their efforts with the priorities and constraints of local partners. By illustrating cooperation in practical terms, the book helps readers understand how alliances are maintained under pressure. Fourthly, insurgency dynamics and counterinsurgency adaptation. In the Service of the Sultan treats the Dhofar insurgency as a dynamic opponent rather than a static threat. The book conveys how insurgent activity can shift between intimidation, ambush, and influence building, exploiting difficult terrain and the uncertainty of civilian allegiance. Gardner's first-hand viewpoint shows how counterinsurgency requires continuous adaptation, refining patrolling patterns, improving intelligence, strengthening defenses, and learning to anticipate rather than merely react. The narrative suggests that progress is rarely linear. Setbacks, surprises, and hard lessons are part of the campaign, and the emotional weight of operating under constant risk shapes decision-making. At the same time, the book conveys that counterinsurgency is not only about finding and fighting. It is also about undermining insurgent freedom of movement and reducing their ability to recruit, intimidate, or claim legitimacy. Readers come away with an applied understanding of why intelligence, local relationships, and persistent presence become central in such conflicts. By focusing on the practical interplay between insurgent methods and government responses, the memoir provides a grounded complement to more theoretical works on irregular warfare. Lastly, Cold War context and the struggle for state stability. While the memoir remains rooted in personal experience, it also illuminates the broader political stakes of the Dhofar conflict. The insurgency unfolded during the Cold War, when regional disputes and ideological movements often attracted external attention, funding, and influence. Gardner's account helps the reader see Dhofar as more than a local rebellion. It was a test of whether a strategically placed state could maintain stability and pursue modernization under pressure. The book highlights that military measures were connected to governance and legitimacy. Because stability ultimately depends on whether people believe the state can provide security and a viable future. This theme also underscores the significance of leadership, reforms, and the gradual consolidation of authority in remote areas. Without turning into a purely political history, the narrative provides enough context for readers to understand why international support mattered and why the campaign's outcome resonated beyond Oman. For modern readers, this topic offers a useful lens for thinking about contemporary stability operations. Tactical success must connect to political outcomes, and enduring security often requires a combination of force, development, and credible governance. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a practical, lived-in view of counterinsurgency, especially those interested in British military history, Middle Eastern conflicts, and the lesser-known campaigns that influence modern regional stability. It will also appeal to serving personnel, veterans, and students of security studies who value how decisions feel at ground level, where terrain, logistics, and human relationships can outweigh neat doctrine. The benefit to a reader's life is the way it sharpens judgment about complex problems. Dhofar shows that durable outcomes rarely come from a single dramatic action, they come from consistent effort, adaptation, and an ability to work with people whose culture and priorities may differ from your own. Those lessons translate beyond military settings into leadership, teamwork, and managing risk under uncertainty. Compared to many books on irregular warfare that lean heavily on theory or distant analysis, Gardner's first-hand approach offers immediacy and concrete detail. It provides texture to the routines, pressures, and trade-offs that shape real operations. That combination of accessibility and specificity makes it a worthwhile purchase for anyone seeking an authentic perspective on how a hard, remote campaign was actually fought and gradually brought under control. If you would like to support Ian Gardner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.